got you waiting up. Checkers on your phone. This the Tony Sands Show. Turn your radio on. Chelsea just turned down like a field goal, so we in the zone. Got games like a stadium. I'ma go ahead and pack the dome. I'm cooler, smoother. Make you think with your medulla. You a student, I'ma school you with the facts that I'm producing. This is for the high schoolers, college students. Nah, everyone can do it. Do this, I ain't new to this. My style is rich, it's lucrative. Maneuver through it. You know it's fast, only. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. You could catch me every Monday at the kickoff on Sunday. I got these cold hard facts and we ain't talking Sundays. Co-host with Kelly Deli. Shout out to the big homie. You know it's so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Co-hosting with Kelly Deli. You know it's facts only. You know I'm so sensational. Like my big homie Tony. Tony, Tony, Tony. Go BBS Radio.
We're live here on the Tony Sands Show, live at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We're at the Battle Sports Youth League National Championships. We have teams coming from all over the country ascending here in Broward County, and it's been a week of excitement for those young men that are traveling from Alabama, Georgia, Ohio, you name it. They are here in South Florida, and it's been a week-long event. I'm also joined here at St. Thomas Aquinas with the man himself, Mr. Roger Harriet, is joining the Tony Sands Show. Later on in the show, my man Chris of Battle Sports will be joining the show, and we're going to talk with him on how he created this national championship, or and what is it going to take to see this thing launch on to the next level. But here, live here at St. Thomas Aquinas with Roger Harriet, Coach Harriet, we're here at your school. But let's, before we get into this youth league thing, let's get into high school football. And, okay, and where's high school football going, and where are you looking to take St. Thomas in the near future? Coach, first of all, what is it like having this excitement on your campus?
This is an outstanding event. We're extremely excited about the opportunity to allow these young youth league members showcase their talent in front of their parents. And it's just an outstanding source of sportsmanship out here at St. Thomas Aquinas in South Florida. So we're grateful for the opportunity to give back to our youth and to provide an atmosphere, a healthy atmosphere, and a platform for them to compete at a national level. So you know, this has come a far way, and it's just great to see how football has evolved over the years.
Now, Coach, when you're saying a national stage, I know when I played youth league football, we had never gotten to this point where we was able to play teams from other states like Alabama and things like that. We only was lucky if we played the kids down the street.
That's right.
When I say down the street, I played at a lot of hills, so we was able to travel and play teams in Sunrise. Then for us, that was exciting. So Imagine what that was like for a kid that's in Alabama. A team like 8 Mile that traveled here to play, and all of a sudden you're out of school for about a week.
Right.
These kids probably been out of school for about a week
in preparation. Correct.
And now all of a sudden you're on a trip. This is considered a business trip for
you.
How is that preparing kids to where high school football now also has traveled and gone beyond playing in your local county, but now it's gone beyond to where they're playing nationally?
It's a great experience for them. It teaches them how to travel with a sense of maturity and professionalism. And at the end of the day, there are several people who may debate that you're interrupting or disrupting their educational process. However, this is definitely a teaching moment of life learning lessons within itself. All these kids have dreams and goals to be football players later on in their life, but more importantly than that, they need to understand the character and the focus and the accountability that it takes to play at an extremely high level. So within this entire experience, it's become a holistic education for them, and it's just a great opportunity to see them represent, themselves and family and their team, their school, their community they come from, to the best of their ability. And these are the type of moments in their life that's going to help them shape and develop their character and give them the enthusiasm and spirit and motivation that they're going to need to continue to proceed with regards to their expectations and goals later on in life.
I also said, Coach, if we start prepping them now on what they're going to be facing as they get older, then they're going to be able to handle it. If you're able to handle a trip like this, you're out of school for a week. I'm quite sure their teachers were told, they probably sent their work with them. I'm quite sure they got chaperones that's going to make sure that the guys get their work and you turn that work in once you get back. But this is what they're prepping themselves.
This is what it's really about. It's a team experience from a parental and an instructional standpoint. It's imperative that those coaching and teaching these young men and parenting them work in collaboration to ensure that this experience is not only a meaningful one,
correct,
but also productive. So, like I said, these are opportunities that you can't put a price tag on. They come out here, win or lose, they have a phenomenal experience. Hats off to Battle,
yes,
organization and all our other sponsors that are involved in this endeavor.
When you say I'm looking at this, there, and I never envisioned that there would be a national championship for youth league football. It's probably no different, really, than what's going to play out in 2 weeks from now with the college national championship. Now, Coach, let's talk about that a little bit. You've coached at the college level. How did you see the playoff system, and what are you a fan of the playoff system, or do you think that college football should go back like it was? Did it hurt the bowl game situation?
I mean, so to me, it's all about evolving into the process. So I'm a firm believer in growth and trying out, you know, different options. And I think it's, you know, it's always going to be, you know, productive for each member to look into these obstacles and these challenges for the well-being of not only the game but more importantly the individuals that are involved. And I truly believe that the bowl game system and the championship systems that we have put a lot of thought and time into is conducive to life development, learning lessons and so forth. And it's also an opportunity to critique and shape and generate some real excitement as you progress and move forward. But at the end of the day, it's all about the process. I think there are a tremendous amount of opportunities that these institutions are bringing to our youth. You know, I truly believe that football is America's favorite pastime.
Yes.
And
yes,
as we continue to grow, these kids become extraordinary leaders and not only champions, you know, within their team endeavors, but more so they become champions later on in life. And we need leaders to continue to progress within this great country and ultimately the world. So I think that football provides a outstanding platform for our kids to grow and learn and meet and exceed expectations and realize that it's important to overcome adversity and become motivated and have the humility when things are going their way to demonstrate grace and sportsmanship. So much as goes on with that within this whole experience, and I'm grateful to God that we all have a hand in it.
Yes, and Coach, now let's talk about your season. Let's talk about St. Thomas team a little bit. You know, expectations are high here.
Oh, yep.
Very high here at St. Thomas Aquinas. I am a graduate of St. Thomas Aquinas. We had a season this year, did it, but we didn't get the ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. What do you take from this season that you instill in your guys and let them know, understand, this is why we fight in the off season. This is why we put so much effort into the off season. What do you take from this year's team to instill in next year's team to make sure, put them on the right track to get that ultimate goal?
you know, you want to teach these guys that, you know, things when they don't go your way, you want to focus on how you can improve, and reflection on things that are going, that you're going through in life with regards to difficulties, is healthy.
Correct.
It breeds an internal strength with regards to being resilient and developing true intestinal fortitude. And for us at St. Thomas Aquinas, when we go through frustrations or any type of adversity, you know, we utilize that as a resource to not only improve but get motivated. So, you know, although things didn't transpire exactly the way we planned it to, we believe that God has a firm hand on the program. We know that we're moving in the right direction. There were several young, inexperienced players that had an opportunity to show us that they're capable of competing at a high level and representing us off the field to the best of their ability. And at the end of the day, you put all the pieces back together. You know, the coaches focus our efforts on what we need to do with regards to cultivating a healthy leadership type of atmosphere. And we're excited. We're excited about what 2018 is going to bring for us. So our expectations here at St. Thomas Aquinas are high. Like I said earlier, our primary objective is obviously to put forth a championship effort and represent the God and the school to the best of our ability. But it's imperative that we utilize this short period of time that we all have here on earth to help these young men know exactly what the criteria is going to be to become champions in life with regards to being a champion, a community leader, champion husband, champion father, and a productive citizen. So
and like you said, that's the basic thing of what this beautiful game that we play, football. Football is unique. It's different than any other sport.
Yep.
When you're talking about track and field is an individual team sport.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, yep. You know, one individual guy can turn around a game. Yep. In the game of football, all 11 guys must unite to get one job done. That guy must get his job done. I must get my job done in order to get this thing completed. And we're finding here that football brings you that. It also builds character.
It builds character. And it's the ultimate source of what we like to call interdependence. You know, in our society, we talk a whole lot about, you know, being dependent and relying on each other. That's a part of the educational process. And then we transcend that into becoming independent.
Correct.
and learning how to be self-sufficient by utilizing self-actualization process. But ultimately, at the end of the day, interdependence is what we all need to not only to exceed or meet expectations, but it's also what we need to survive and
Correct.
To support each other. And I agree with you. Developing a team, family-oriented type of environment is a benefit to everybody that's involved. So it's an absolutely great experience here at St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, we have a tremendous tradition and a strong faith-based organization. It's just an awesome opportunity to share with these young future leaders of tomorrow. And help them do what they need to do to perform and to execute to the best of their ability and represent themselves and family members on a very, very high level. But it's, again, it goes back to, you know, guys like you, Tony, who laid the foundation, made all the sacrifices to aspire. The guys who are looking up to you now with regards to this community. You did a great job. Within your career, and now you're using that to not only continue to promote the health and wellness and intrinsic value of football, but you're also inspiring and encouraging young men within a positive atmosphere. So we appreciate you for all that you've done and what you continue to do for this great game.
Coach, it's always a pleasure when I can come out here to every time I even rather think about it or I drive by, I come out on the football field and I see you out here instilling discipline and responsibility into these young men. It always is a pleasure, and it always will be a pleasure when I get a chance to see you mold minds. I got a chance to sit into you guys' one of your life skill classes, and I was intrigued that day that I came over, because now I'm seeing not only are you learning football, you're learning education, but you're learning the game of life, which I think is the most important game, because we, as you know and I know, we see guys that go on to play this game. But sometimes their ultimate goal is not reached. And then, you know, in this game, ultimate goal is to be in the NFL. It's just a, you know what, and that is not reached. And then when they come back, a lot of these guys are lost on what to do with themselves. But it's guys like yourself that is coaching, and you're coaching to teach life skills, because through life skills, we learn life lessons.
I feel a deep sense of obligation, not only to God and my family, but to those who have, guys like you, have instilled this opportunity to support others. And it's just an extraordinary feeling, and I'm proud and happy to be a part of it. So, you know, as we continue to progress and excitement generates, you know, and these national opportunities elevate itself, you know, it's just remarkable. But it's at the end of the day, it's up to us from a leadership standpoint to hold these future leaders of tomorrow accountable, give them some guidance, teach them how to utilize social media to represent their organization themselves in a positive manner. So we need to do a great job of creating regulations and policies and procedures at the end of the day to give this thing the structure that it needs to be sufficient and promote a positive vibe, a positive atmosphere. So that's what we're doing here today.
That's exactly, Coach, that is exactly like you said. You're finding, and I always say it, we're finding young men being molded by men, because it's been so prevalent that our young men been, and not to say it wasn't, because I was raised by my mom, but to say now, to see that positive feedback from men in our community getting down to the young men of our community that will carry that generation to uplift the next generation, and man, it is powerful.
I 100% agree. And
it is powerful.
This cultivates
opportunities
for us to teach love and compassion.
Yes.
And, social emotional endurance. And some of these things need to be present.
Yes.
You know, in order for it to be realized. And we have a great situation here where we can touch lives in a positive way and help them not only overcome some of the difficulties that they're experiencing with regards to the temptations that we're faced with every day in the world, but also, you know, empower individuals to be professionals and community and world leaders at the end of the day. So we got a great responsibility here. God gave us a nice obligation to have dominion over all that's around us. And I'm going to do my best, obviously, with the help of the resources that we have,
that you are, Coach,
to continue to promote, you know, God's message and goodwill at the same time. So,
Coach,
you know, we're gonna encourage these guys to become productive soldiers of society.
And that you are doing, Coach. We're gonna head to a quick commercial break. My producer Doug gonna take us to a commercial break. He's out in California. Doug, take a commercial break. We're gonna come back here live from St. Thomas Aquinas High School Youth National Championship 2017.
Was once two brothers of the same kind, quick to approach a ghetto cutie with the same line.
We're back here live at the 2017 Battle Sports Youth National Championship. I'm joined with my main man, Roger Harriet, but the brains behind this 2017 National Championship Battle Sports, my main man, Chris, joins the Tony Sands Show. I've been trying to get him on forever. Now, he comes to my backyard, and I get a chance to get him on. Chris, before we get into this national championship, let everyone know what is battle sports for those that are listening across the country. What is battle sports?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. We have been trying to hook it up for a long time.
Forever.
And I appreciate it. I used to live here. Yes. Down here all the time. We always miss each other. You're a busy man. So
yes.
I'm glad we're able to finally connect and hook it up together on the show.
Listen, especially guys, you got to understand, it's three of us up here. And if you put all three of us on top of each other, you probably won't even get 6 foot out of us. I'm just throwing it out there so you guys can get an understanding of how short we are. We're at a table, and the table's pretty much chest high. So I'm giving you that idea.
But we're about as wide as the table. Short but wide.
Now, it depends on how you take the wideness. Now, sometimes we can take the wideness, and we can say, I thought that wideness don't look good. Well, you can take the wideness and say, okay, now that wide is sculpturally beautiful. But with us, we're going to say that wide is sculpturally beautiful.
There you go.
It is a wideness that, hey, if you put on a battle sports t-shirt, it stretches the word battle across
built
the
chest. Built for athletes. We really did. Sculpted for athletes.
That so it is.
If you're not in shape, that shirt might not look it that good not on look, you.
And you remember, listen, Chris, they took me to the battle sports table, and they say, okay, hey, what size you are? I said, you know, a lot of people say I tend to put on mediums, you know. Short guys like to put on mediums.
Right.
If we put on mediums, that means they call it a small large. That's what we call it, mediums or medium middle. I put on the shirt, right? As I put on the shirt, I walked away a little bit so that way I wouldn't take off the shirt in front of the public. You know, I had to think, in the public, I had to be careful. So I went back and put the shirt on, and it was tight on me. You know, because my wife is already on my butt. She's saying, Tony, wait a minute, hold on. Now, you can't wear everything tight and fit. I told her it took me a long time, Chris, to get this waistline, and I like to show it off. But she said, now, you got to be careful because I'm with you, so I got to be careful on how you look when we go out. You know, I like to, you know, I'm a brother, you know, we old. I'm 50, but I like to wear the, you know, the cool clothes. So sometimes I have on my skinny jeans, and she tell me, wait a minute, uh-uh.
She won't allow you to stay fresh.
I say I like the European look. I say you ain't in European. You ain't in Europe. You're in the United States, and right now we're going out, so you got to change. But I had on the medium. I had on the large shirt, and it was been so snug. I say I don't know. Y'all got an extra large? You know now she got me triggering what I wear now. And you know everybody told me, man, that shirt looked good on you.
Yeah, I said it looked good on you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So when we do the proper presentation, them guns gonna be sticking out. I'm gonna be looking real nice. Rick got on, he got on his battle sports. But tell us, what all else outside of shirts and gear that battle sports produces?
Well, we're a football brand. We're the only brand in the country that gets up every day and thinks only about football. It's our meat, it's our potatoes, it's everything for us. And so, in all honesty, that's what led us to help put this event together. You know, we believe strongly in what football does for young men. So much. I don't think we'd even spend as enough time as we need to talk about that in this show. But we just believe in what we're doing here, and we wanted to be part of doing something professional, credible, dependable, that really brought truly the best teams in the country together. We say we're league agnostic. We don't care what league you came from. We don't want to get into any of that business. We just, in my opinion, are charged with finding the best kids, the best coaches, the best parents, making this the most legitimate and authentic youth football event at each given age group, and putting them together and see who comes out the winner. And I'll tell you what, I wanted to see that first 8U team.
Oh, man.
It was arguably, after all the teams they played this week, an undisputed number one 8U team in the country.
And that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was 8 Mile?
It was the Georgia Seminoles upset the number one team,
8 Mile
in the country.
Yes.
They kind of came from nowhere. They beat everybody throughout the week that they needed to, came up, beat the number one team, and really just dominated. And so I'm just so happy for these little kids. They can walk away knowing that they're the best, and they've got something to keep grinding for year after year.
Now, Chris, and you talk about this event, and this event is, when I say huge, this is known when you're playing games during the week, these kids are getting ready you're preparing, and I mean, Coach Harriet talked about it earlier on the show, mm-hmm. how we're preparing kids to what they're going to experience in college football. There's going to be times you're going to be on the road in high school.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the road. You got to be able to be that complete student athlete. And that's what we're seeing here. But what went into, what was your train of thought when you started thinking about, hey, I want to start my own youth league national championship game?
Well, I mean, I got to give some credit to, Jonah from Generation Next. He attempted to do this last year. We were a part of it. It was a little, you know, it wasn't what we really wanted it to be.
Okay.
And we really got together, quite honestly, a lot of guys who run probably the best youth football programs in the country. It was Keefe from the IE Ducks. It was Brandon from the Atlanta Ducks. It was Clayton from the San Antonio Outlaws. I could go on and on. We got these guys together. And we said, hey, let's do something a little better than. Let's do something than what you've typically seen, you know, historically seen in youth football. And that was the birthplace and the birth child of getting this together. And I'm really excited. You know, we had 47 teams from around the country show up this week to play down to today. And I think by the time we're done, there's just going to be no doubt in anybody's mind.
Yes.
That number, you know, 10, 12, 13 U team in the country is probably, you know, if not number one, certainly number one or number two in the nation.
Now, you know there's going to be some team that didn't make it to this event.
Absolutely.
That's going to say, hey, wait a minute, hold up. How are they number one?
I know I actually have a team in mind that uh-huh. would say that. And I think they probably have a pretty valid argument. You look at the OC Buckeyes in California. They just went through a lot of the top teams in the country and over at AYF. You know, all due respect for them. I love them. They couldn't come another week, have their kids out of school for another week. I think this being the inaugural year, you'll see more teams start the year heading towards this event. We've already had a lot of coaches say, geez, I didn't realize how big some of these kids are. So, you know, how fast some of these kids are. We need a different line. We need to prepare ourselves to play a national
powerhouse schedule.
You know, and you guys are way more into football even than I am. And I would tell you, you see college travel in a way that it didn't maybe 30 years ago. You see high school, you know, and Roger and his team travel in a way that it didn't, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yes.
And whether, you know, we, you know, acknowledge it or not, a lot of these teams, they're traveling around the country just playing each other in a backyard game. So why not formalize it and try and put these guys together in a real, you know, professional way that they can depend on how old the kids are, the roster that they've been playing with. This is not all-star football. This is one of those things and as a football parent and coach myself, I want to play with my team and my family as long as we can.
Correct.
I don't want to quit the season and then start putting kids on all-star teams. Not to say there's anything wrong with that. There's a place for that. But for the team that can start as a family together and go the whole year and win that, you know, there's nothing more rewarding.
Now, logistically, how do you get all these teams together? What goes into how you seed each team?
Yeah, it's a little tricky, to be honest. I think it'll crystallize a bit over the next couple of years. The youth football ranking system is arguably not the most sophisticated system. Some would argue that the college ranking system is not the best when it comes to ranking. Ohio State should be in a different position right now.
Yes.
But, you know, it is what it is. And so, you know, I think what we ideally wanted to do was have playdowns by region so that by the time they got here, they had kind of taken the crown in that region.
Okay.
We really weren't able to do that this year just with timing and everything. And we wanted to build, you know, just build it. We'll just be quiet, put our heads down, get it done. And then next year, I think you have a little more credibility. Every event we did this year, we did 3 preseason events around the country, most professional that a lot of the parents said had been done. We're not tournament direct guys.
Gotcha.
We're not looking to pay the rent with tournament money.
Correct.
The goal here is next year, no one pays to play.
Okay.
Within 3 years, the goal is if you've been selected, you don't pay to travel.
Wow.
So the whole money equation in youth sports here has been eliminated, and you end up with the most authentic group of kids who are here to play youth football in the country. And it's a way to give back.
Wow. And Chris and Tony, that's the most impressive aspect for me with regards to what you're working towards. This is a genuine community service. It's bringing out people from far and wide together to not only compete, but, you know, just to enjoy within the experience. And like you said earlier, they have an opportunity to do it with their original team and really determine with some passion and enthusiasm who the national champion is going to be at the end of the day. And I think it's a great reward. I think it's an opportunity to look forward and enjoy these moments, these memorable moments that are going to continue to inspire and generate a positive outcome, character, social emotional development as these young men progress into young adults. So I think this is a fascinating idea, and as you can see, it's a very positive event, and it looks extremely organized.
That's the one thing I'm seeing is the organization of it.
There's a ton of security out here.
Wow.
And
superior.
You can just tell that it's a very healthy, upbeat, energetic atmosphere. So, Chris, we appreciate what you put into this.
And when you look at, because youth football has taken a hit.
Sure.
Youth football has taken a hit tremendously, especially here in South Florida. But to see how this is organized, all these guys are in the same spot. Everybody's friendly to each other. You got a kid that's from Texas. He's able to now sit and communicate with a guy here in South Florida that probably one day they may play on the same college team together.
That's so funny you say that, because I was just talking to another dad coach that I'm friends with that came all the way from California, you know, and we were joking. The kids got it right. Sometimes the parents are the ones
screw it up.
Kids, you know, they're on social media.
Yes.
My son's here. He's not playing here. We weren't able to bring our team down because we have too many wrestlers. But he's hanging with the IE Ducks kids that he, you know, gets to see every now and then. And then they perpetuate that relationship on social media, on Facebook. And wherever they go, their buddies there and they can hang out. And so that's a super cool aspect, I think, of what we're doing is bringing these kids together. And the kids, I would tell you, 9 times out of 10 get it right. They hug, they high five, they love each other, they play with each other on the side fields and stuff like that. If it goes sideways, it's usually because
the grown-ups took it sideways.
Right.
But the kids are so innocent, and they enjoy this opportunity to just imagine. And Coach Harriet was here joining us earlier. He was with us. He had to take a call. But imagine what it's like to a youth organization to put together, to put kids on a plane, to bring them to South Florida, the logistics that just goes into that. Because now you're not only, I tell people all the time, the greatest gift that a man can give you outside of life is letting you take responsibility of their child.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And these are a lot of parents trusted these coaches and these organizations to bring their children down to South Florida and play in this tournament, because, you know, you a parent and I'm a parent. That's the biggest thing we fear is that, okay, I send my child off and something happens.
Absolutely.
But you can see the organization that this youth league national championship by Battle Sports is far on beyond what I've ever seen. And I've been around a lot of football, but to see this is organized, seated. I was out at the park yesterday twice. And this is probably more youth league football that I have taken in a long, long time, because I'm normally on the road. But to be out in this atmosphere, man, is exciting. When I knew that I got the car, I called over and I said, Chris is putting this on. I said, okay, this thing is going to be well organized. Let me get on the phone with Chris, because I want to be a part of it, man.
I have great people. I mean, I give all the credit to the people around us. I mean, our day every day is to get up and run a football brand. You know, we've signed 150 high schools away from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas. We're making uniforms, apparel's going. I mean, it's a great brand story for us, but we got to give back.
Sure.
And the give back for us is, well, I'm a football fan.
Yes.
Number one. So selfishly, I'll start with, you know, I've been watching great football all day, and I'm so excited to watch the from 8U all the way up to 14U tonight. So, you know, everybody that works for me is a football fan, so they enjoy doing it. They enjoy putting it on. And I think this will become more and more every year that we do it, that true community service that Roger talked about, because the hope is that if the kids can get for free, then the parents can spend that money bringing themselves down here. They can be part of it.
Correct.
They can be part of the experience with their kid. I mean, as a parent, you know, I travel all the time like you. I'm gone, and I hate to miss things with my kid that are special.
Yes.
So that'd be really, really special, in my opinion, if we were able to get that done. And, you know, like I said, we met with the Florida CVB, and we just said, you know what, we're just going to do it. We're going to get it done. We're not going to take any money from anybody. You know, Battle will bankroll it, put it on. And then we'll go talk to people about how they can help make this event.
Correct.
And keep this event in South Florida. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people complain that, oh, we always got to go to Florida to play a national event. But
hey, this is the Mecca.
But look at the teams that are in it. It's Florida, Georgia,
Alabama. You're traveling to paradise.
Yes.
Outside of California, South Florida is considered closest you're going to get to when you're saying paradise in its fullest.
And the weather we've had this week has been, Mother Nature wanted this to be nice.
Oh.
And so we were blessed enough to get it. And today, I don't know if you could ask for a more beautiful day for football.
Listen, this is what you call football weather, folks. If you're listening from California, from the East Coast to the West Coast, you cannot ask for better weather here in South Florida than what we have here. Battle Sports 2017 Youth League National Championship. It is the event. If you're in Youth League football, you ain't ranked until you are in the true national championship game. Chris, man, listen, we got the Ravens playing. This is one of the biggest, Coach Rod Mack, a University of Miami, the U player, has one of the most explosive teams.
Yeah.
When you say in the country, that's what we're getting a chance to watch as we speak now.
And they're up 6-0, looking like they're getting ready to maybe make another run.
Make another run for it.
And, you know, the Atlanta Bulldogs is one of the top-ranked teams in the country out of Georgia. So there has not been one mismatch game yet today.
Every game has been kind of a dog fight. You've been in it. And here we are in South Florida. There are some teams. It surprised me. And that's when you go to say, okay, hey, I may be good in this region. But now not only do I got to be a good athlete, I better be a well-coached, have a well-coached team, because guess what? You're finding out, some of these coaches here are finding out that it's just not about having athletes.
Oh, yeah.
It's about how you coach them up.
You got to adjust. You're going to see things you've not yet seen.
Yes.
You can't study a lot of film sometimes to see what you're going to get. It's a tournament. You never know, you know, who you could bump into in a day or two. You got to kind of study everybody in your travel. And you got the kids. It can make it challenging.
Yes.
And so I think you've got the pressure to do it great. I think iron sharpens iron. I think these coaches themselves are around other great coaches, and
yes,
they want to step their game up. Like I said, I've not walked out of here yet when I've talked to a coach, thanked them for coming, hey, great job. And they're like, man, I got a lot of work to do for next year.
And this is where it is. We're live here at St. Thomas Aquinas High School in Fort Lauderdale. What made you guys pick this location?
I used to live here.
Right.
So I'm selfish. I wanted to come back to South Florida in the wintertime. I live in Nebraska now, so, you know, that math isn't hard to do.
Correct.
You look at the country the other day on the weather map, the only place it was green or yellow in the country was Miami, Fort Lauderdale. So we got that. And, you have a lot of teams here that qualify for this event that are local teams. And
Correct.
So you get great support from the parents and coaches. And, I've been able to be part of other events at St. Thomas. We immediately thought of St. Thomas, George and Roger. And, they've been amazing at stepping up and, helping us get this done. I mean, I think the whole week I'm just saying to myself, we just got to get to St. Thomas. And we are spread out over multiple fields because we're playing during the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's hard to get like a school high school stadium
that is
during the week.
Especially when you're talking about a high school stadium during the week. But not only that, to get this set up, as a matter of fact, Freezy came out and that was the first thing he said, wow.
Good.
And he's been here, living here all his life.
Right.
He's one of the, when you come to the entertainment meccas here in South Florida, of one of the biggest the biggest rap guy in Florida. But for him to come out and say, wow, they picked a heck of a location.
Yeah.
They've been hiding this. Exactly. Somebody been hiding this location. I told him, I said, freeze it.
He's hiding this location.
Hiding it. It's been right here in you guys' backyard forever.
Yeah. We knew we wanted, again, if you think about the kids, if I know my kid, top football player. I live with him every day. And when he walks into an event, he's like, okay. This feels good. We got everything, bannered up. We got the sideline banners. It feels like the next level. We got the Jumbotron
out. I see that.
Get to see. We want these little dudes. All these
champions.
Little dudes. Yeah. They
you
want
that
special.
Listen, and I had a youth league team, and we went and stayed tonight. We went and stayed the night one time before a playoff game in a hotel.
Right.
And I took them there. because I wanted them to see what college football atmosphere is like a night before a football game. So I took them there. They stayed at a hotel. We did walkthroughs that night. Watch film. Got up that morning. We went on a walk, had breakfast with the team, and it is something that has lit. Every time I see these kids as professionals, that's the first thing they say. The first coach, yeah. I remember when right. you guys took us to that hotel, because right. it is a memorable thing, because when they went off to college, hey, first thing, we did that when we was youth league guys. Right. Right. And to see that this is what these guys, because they got up, they in hotels together.
Right.
They got it. And then you got to entertain this group here. You got to entertain these guys. What do you do when it ain't, the football ain't going on? I'm quite sure a lot of these guys, you see some of the team moms, they probably got a lot of their homework that they'll say, okay, this is
study hall. A couple of teams got study hall every night.
Yes. See, and that's what I wanted to talk about, because I'm quite sure, and I'm quite sure that's what a lot of some of the things that come up. But now we're hearing, now you are, everyone is hearing, we are talking study hall. So don't say, oh, the kids are missing school.
Right.
These kids got to prepare. This is what's going to happen. They got to learn to adjust now.
Right.
To what they're going to see. And if we train them as a youth, they'll carry it with them all throughout, because that's probably some of the things that I'm quite sure you guys are hearing. How do they play it during the week when they know kids got school?
Yeah.
Okay, hey, kids got school in college football, but they got to do it anyway.
Got to make it work. Same with high school football.
Yes, they're traveling now. This thing is traveling now.
So they miss, 3-4 days of school, and they got to get it done. I mean, life doesn't always cooperate with your plan. So how you adapt and how you adjust to just keep yourself on track. I mean, I'd love to tell you I've worked out every day I was here.
Exactly. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen, but I'll get right back on it when I get back into the groove of things. And so you've just got to be able to adapt.
And I think
these kids, I've heard a lot of them, hey, a lot of these kids, this was the other thing. A lot of kids have never seen the water that have come here. They've probably seen the ocean
and was like, at all.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take you guys out. Not only is this a football trip, this is an educational trip for them. Because Rob Mack took his team, as a matter of fact, I think it was last year. No, it was the beginning of this year, as a matter of fact. He took him up to Georgia. And he made it an educational trip for him because he took him to the College Hall of Fame.
Yeah, cool.
And when they go in the College Hall of Fame, I'm sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden my phone start going nuts. Because now, I train a lot of his guys. He hits me because I never told him that I have a football that's in the College Hall of Fame, that I'm in the College Hall of Fame. And so he taking his kids around. And all of a sudden, they run across the shrine that they have of me in the College Hall of Fame.
That's awesome.
And he's going to send him pictures of all the guys that I trained that's on his team next to the ball. He was like, man, this is what I'm talking about. My kid, not only did they get a chance to experience going to the – I'm going to be honest with you. Outside of it, when it was in Ohio and all the years I've played sports, I had never attended the College Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Never. So imagine these kids are attending the College Hall of Fame as a youth on a trip to play football. And it was one of the kids said, Coach, we got a chance to see you in the Hall of Fame.
That's legit.
And that makes them believe, because sometimes we don't believe something that is obtainable.
Absolutely.
Because we've never seen the one obtained.
Absolutely.
And so now they got a chance to see that. And that was, I told Rod when he got back, I said, man, that was a nice thing that you thought of, to take those kids to the College Hall of Fame. Because if we look at the NFL, I remember when I was in the meeting with Michael Irvin and Roger Goodell, after Mike went into the Hall of Fame, he told Roger Goodell, in order for these guys that is coming into the league to understand the value of the NFL, you must take them to the NFL Hall of Fame.
Sure,
to
absolutely.
Make them appreciate the game that they play. So imagine now these youth league guys are getting the chance to go in and see guys that they watch on Sundays, on Saturdays, now watching on Sundays, and they're seeing them in the College Hall of Fame and telling themselves, one day I'm going to be in that. Because Rod's son told me, he said, one day, Coach, I'm going to be in the College Hall
of Fame. That's what you want them thinking. That's the way you got to have a goal.
You got to shoot for it and shoot for it from a standpoint. Now, you tell me that you guys have signed on, and I know this is probably the biggest part of when you're dealing with the logistics of going into high schools and snatching high schools from up under Nike, as they've been calling the big bad wolf for years.
Right, sure.
What is that? What is it like to convince, going to a school and convince that school that, hey, Battle Sports is the apparel for your school?
You know, I think that the kids are so powerful in the decision. You know, they look at high schools by the brand that they're going to wear. And, you know, the brand's just, it's working with the young. And so the coaches, in a lot of cases, just want to do something different. They want to make a statement. It might be a new coach. It might be something that they want to rally around.
Correct.
You know, the name's straightforward. You don't need a tagline. You don't need
to
just do it. You just, you know, every day is a fight. Every day is a battle, whatever it might be for you. And, you know, because we're all fighting something. And so for us, it's you know, great products. I mean, we have obviously some of the best products out there, whether it be gloves, mouth guards, back
brace. Mouthpieces are going throughout. I get guys calling me, how do I get a mouth guard? I want the one with the coat. They'll see me sometime walking around. Hey, coach, what, can you find them battle mouthpieces with the the tiger stripes on them?
That product's been a fun product. You get to be creative. In a lot of cases, you know, you're wearing a uniform.
Yes.
So kids get to express themselves, their own individuality through the product that they put, you know, oddly in their mouth. We made it a little bit of a statement, called a fashion statement or what have you. But, you know, the other piece is that we make, you know, great uniforms. I think our uniform quality has been high. And we're focused. I mean, that's a simple reality, I would tell you, is that, you know, Nike's a great company. I buy a lot of Nike product myself. Not as much, clearly, now that I'm wearing all battle apparel.
I'm telling you.
I give props to all those guys.
They've
done great things. But it's a big world. There's 15,000 or so high schools out there. And there's a lot of schools that want to be part of the battle family. You know, and when we get up every day, you know, I'm out there, too. I mean, you're not going to get the Nike CEO in your locker room chilling with the coaches.
Nike ain't coming out to chill with no high school guy.
And I do. I mean, I take the time to do this kind of stuff. And,
yes.
And they're all battling, you know, in no pun intended, in multiple sports.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that was probably one of the challenges that, you know, that Under Armour's facing is, you know, Under Armour's outfitting ballerinas and jockeys. I mean, we're focused all day long, every day on football. So there's a benefit to that. Will that always be the case? I don't know. Probably not. But, you know, right now, here's where we are. And
this is
we've been given
the
opportunity to do something like this. And I think it's going to come back to benefit a lot of people who have been a part of it from the jump.
And listen, you're talking with the CEO, my main man of Battle Sports, Chris. Chris, listen. What is there one thing that you would like to leave with my listening audience about you, about Battle Sports, how it is, what it is that, why you guys are so passionate about the youth?
Well, the first thing I just would like everyone to think about before I jump here is that football is a great sport.
Correct.
It's a great sport. And it's taken some hits, but, you know, my kid, like I said, my kids play football. I'm here with my family.
Correct.
You know, it's an amazing teacher of life skills. Life is not easy. Life is tough. You've got to be able to show discipline, restraint, compassion, you know, passion for something that you believe in. So for me, we're here for that reason, because we want these young players to be taught how to move to that next stage of life.
Correct.
As it relates to battle or me, we're just super passionate about what we do. We're passionate people. We care. We want to have a good time doing it. We've been successful in other companies that we've had, so we don't get up every day thinking about the money. We get up every day thinking about how we can move forward, build a better product, make an athlete a better football player, and then give them some sort of forum to do their thing, like this, show their skill. And, you know, I'm really happy with this event in year one. Thanks to, you know, you for having me on, St. Thomas for having the event, because I think it's got to culminate somewhere.
It's got to
an amazing culmination point. It's climactic. It's not anticlimactic.
This is what you call that epic. Sometimes you find that match made in heaven, and this is, you can't ask, you know, sometimes when you get ready, it's like women going to a marriage. Things got to be lined up.
Right, lined up.
When I say lined up, it's got to be lined up from one end to the other in order for it to match from the time you get out in the parking lot. Especially if you're a team from Georgia and you pull into this stadium. You pull in here, you're like, wow. Wow, everything you go. And they're saying, guess what? Now, this is what makes this legit. Overall, because normally when we're playing these games, you're normally playing in a park, a community park,
right?
That gives you that, you know, it gives you that little league feel. Now you've jumped up to where now, guess what? This is like that college field,
right?
They got the refs, they got the
And we did five refs, left run on the clock, four refs on the field. We spared no expense in giving these kids. You don't see three refs out there running around with these kids. It's a college football ref crew or what have you, because they deserve it. They deserve it, and that's what they're going to grow to experience as they move through the process in their own world. And so, like I said, we're just super happy to be a part of it. We're blessed to bring all these people together. You know, we all want to have great experiences to remember and share with other people. And my hope is we look back and say, damn, that was fun.
This is fun.
Let's do it again.
And I'm quite sure the whatever internet you guys are having with team sign up is probably going to blow up, because once they hear about this here, it's going to be to a point to where, you're almost turning down teams. And now you go to that, you're moving. Okay, now we move to that next level of this is what it takes to get in now to this event, because I'm quite sure it's going to come that top point in time to where, you know, you're not just going to be able to get online and sign up and say, okay, I want to be a part of this event.
For this event, even all year, it's always been you've got to play. I always say the only way you should get in here is because you played and won.
Yes.
I always tell my kids, one of them standing right in front of me, it pays to be a winner. I don't care what it is in life, it pays to be a winner. And that's the only way you can get ahead in what you're doing. Pays to be a winner in school. Pays to be a winner in sports. Pays to be a winner in business. And so I think here we had a ton of teams that thought this was, and this is the misconception or the paradigm that we're going to have to break, is that we are going to have to convince and school people on the fact that this isn't a tournament.
Yes.
That's not what we're doing. We're trying to all year find a true national champion. And when you take the money out next year, people are really going to get it.
And they're going to get it to that standpoint. We're joined also by, which I would consider, I always consider, we're joined by the future
of
battle
CEO.
Sports. Yeah. The CEO future of battle sports. You enjoying South Florida?
Yeah, it's very fun to be here.
What are some of the things that you have enjoyed? And I know your dad's from here, so you got that. But what was it like coming back, putting on this event versus just coming back to visit?
Well, going to this event was probably the most fun of all of them out. My sister lives here, and so it's fun to come and see her because we get to see her because she lives here. And how the event's here, it's amazing.
Well, good job. Good job, my man. And you've been to a lot of events.
I have.
Yeah, you've been to a lot of events all over the country. He's been to a lot of the biggest 7-on-7 events in the country.
Yes.
So it's been great for him to come down and be a part of it. He is my CEO. My other one is the football player. This is I would tell you were a liar if anybody said it, but that kid needs a football scholarship. This one, he's going to be the one who takes the reins over and makes it all happen. So
listen,
I'm lucky to have them all here. And it's, you know, it is a family thing. That is the other thing.
My family is
always with me at these events for the most part. And it's great to see the other families come out too.
Listen, you're live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're live at the 2017 Battle Sports Youth League National Championship from St. Thomas Aquinas. You are joined by two of the CEOs and the future CEO of Battle Sports. They're joining the show. It's been a pleasure. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we're coming back with Mr. Sam Madison of the Miami Dolphins, now the defensive back coach here at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. We're signing off for a quick break here, and we're coming back to St. Thomas Aquinas Battle Sports Youth League 2017 National Champion. The true champion is branded at Battle Sports.
See, to live is to suffer. And to survive, well, that's to find meaning in the suffering.
Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet so I can tear. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I can't get up. Ayo, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up. Get back on my feet.
I've been through mad different faces, like Masons, to find my way. And now I know that.
We're live here at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, the 2017 Battle Sports Youth League National Championship. I am joined by, listen, when it comes to covering, when it comes to shutting down, you good. You can hear you.
Okay. I can't.
They can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, good. You good. The Youth League, but to have a man of this magnitude, and I've coached a lot of corners, but to see, this is what you call those true, when it started moving into the big corners of the league, when we started getting away from the Dale Greens and we started getting into the Sam Madisons, the guys that are 6 foot, that's what you see now. There was a beginning and now you see now. And Sam was that beginning of those DBs that are over 6 foot. Sam, you're coaching high school football.
Yep.
With all the accolades that you have had, what is it that you take from your game as an NFL guy and you instilled in a guy at the high school level?
Well, for me, you know, I'm not the biggest guy now. I never was the biggest guy on any of my football teams, whether it was me playing flag football in Monticello, Florida, right outside of Tallahassee, or going to Florida A&M High School Developmental School and playing running back my whole career. You know, I eventually went on to Louisville and moved to defensive back. But for me, it was always about hard work, dedication, you know, putting in that work and you'll be successful, you know. To graduate high school and then go on to college and be a wide receiver. And then they like, hey, we could be better used and suited on the defensive side of the ball.
Correct.
And go in and be able to step right in and not ever playing the position in my whole entire life. To be here, man, it's a blessing. So to be able to give back and just make sure these kids know the hard work and the dedication that they put in, they can be rewarded by in magnitude if they stick with it.
Now you got your counterpart. You know, I don't know how you guys called it when you were there. You got Batman and Robin, as some people call it. I don't know who was Batman and who was Robin. But your other side of the corner is over at American Heritage.
Yeah,
he just won him a state championship.
Yeah.
Were you guys on the phone prior to the playoffs? Hey, bro, listen, I got to get me one. You going to get one over there? Was you guys talking about that, and what is it about those type of conversations that you guys have that is so important to the youth?
Well, you know, when you start to get into this high school football, and this was my first year, you know, coaching, and Coach Harrod allowed me and blessed me to come over here and be at St. Thomas. My son entered the ninth grade here, but you know, I've been watching Pat and those guys. I used to go to all of their games for the last 3 or 4 years because Aronde Gasson and I, we used to coach in the park.
Okay.
So he was already coaching the school. So I would go on a consistent basis and sit in the stands and watch him every game. You know,
okay.
And
okay.
Understand when Mike Runt was the head coach.
Yes.
For the last 3 years, I've gone to the state championship and watched him up there, and I drove back. You know, just giving him that support, not knowing that I was going to coach him. You know. And then all of a sudden, you know, we get into this playoff and we get into the second round, third round. They knowing and been there before.
Yes.
He relaying stuff to me about, you know, what to expect in the playoff and, you know, just giving them, wishing them luck and everybody being the same because, you know, we play together. Just because we're on two different teams in high school now and two different levels, we still communicate. But,
with each other.
You know, they were already on a roll.
Yes.
And for he and Aronde to have 2 years back-to-back undefeated season, something I don't think ever happened in the state of Florida, man, that's
pretty
remarkable.
Yes.
But just the dedication and the time that they put in, man, it's tremendous for us to have this and be blessed enough to be able to give back in our community. So it's fun, man. My counterpart, man, for many years, man, and we still hang together. We talk on a consistent, regular basis, but, you know, he's over there, and I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to finally start coaching over here and hopefully be able to follow in his footsteps.
But now, and then you get, not only do you get yourself over here, you get Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
And what, when you think about a defense that's being coached by yourself in the secondary, then you got Jason Taylor doing his thing up front. What do these kids really understand the teaching that they are getting?
They get it. They understand. And we're really tough. And Jason is even tougher than I am. When we were coaching together, we were blessed enough to win a Super Bowl together at Davey Broncos. And to be able to transition and work with one another once again. But to be able to come in 1997 as rookies. And even before being there, we played on the same team at the East-West Shrine game.
Yes, okay.
You know, coming out that year. So we've been together. We've known each other. We know each other's flaws. We know what pushes each one another.
Yes.
And to get the maximum out of each other. And to be able to play on the same side as him for 9 years and to be able to know his kids and vice versa. You know, it's just fun because I know what he's going to bring. He know what I'm going to bring. And, you know, we're trying to give these kids as much as possible because he was in a similar situation. He was homeschooled,
correct.
You know, the most of his career coming up in high school. And then he played basketball. So he was blessed enough to be able to get a football scholarship. But the drive was there. And you can see it the year that he came in 97, man.
Correct.
We pushed one another, and you know, he made it all the way to the pinnacle. That's Hall of Fame. But it was a really good ride to be able to play with him, but yet still to be able to coach next to him right now.
You're live here at the Youth League National Championship here at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. We're joined here on the show with my main man, Sam Madison, the start of those big corners. It was him, Atwater. These were when this corner started moving into the wave that it had to be big because they were playing up against the big receivers like the Michael Irvins and the Jerry Rice. The days
Herman
of the
Moore.
Yes, don't these Herman Moores and these guys that are 6'6". How do you play a 6'6" guy and you're only 5'7", 5'11"?
Yeah.
They had teams had to change, and he was on that first, that cup of that change. But we sign off here. Sam, what is it that you would tell a young man that is listening, that possibly looking at that opportunity to use football as that vehicle to get them to the next level or to get them a college education? What would you leave with?
Man, you got
to
keep working, and you got to keep the pedal to the metal. You got to put those influences down and put them to the side. When you see your buddy is going to the left and you know you guys are supposed to be right, going to the right, you got to take that avenue, you know, because nowadays, because of the social media and all the different platforms they have, you know, these college coaches, they're trying to identify these kids at a younger age, you know, Tom, man. You know, when it was us, we didn't have all the rival camps and we didn't have all the spark combines.
None of all this stuff.
We didn't have any of that. We didn't even have the 7-on-7s to be able to get out there and play.
And that's what I tell guys. Who would imagine as a youth league, there's a national championship like this? I mean.
And for me, Tom, man, I've been, you know, down here since 97 and since 2010, I've had, you know, all-star games and 7-on-7 tournaments and being able to watch these kids come through. And every year you see another hungry kid. So, you know, to have the national games and to be right down here in South Florida with beautiful weather, you know, the sky's the limit.
Sky's
at this school here at St. Thomas Aquinas, the most kids in the National Football League coming from a school right here where we're out here playing.
The
scouts are going to be here. The agents are going to be here.
Everything.
You look at the different general managers, they're always down here and they have opportunity to have their fingerprint right on a lot of our kids.
Yes.
So, you know, you have to continue to stay the straight and narrow, man. Listen to your parents and listen to your teachers and your coaches and absorb as much as possible. And get out and have fun. Try to do multiple sports as well.
I tell a lot of parents that all the time. I say, listen, get them back to where they're playing.
Yep.
They're going from season to playing.
Yep.
You go out of football. I know with me, I was out of football and went straight into track and field, straight into wrestling right out. I didn't just home in on one thing and that was it.
Yep.
So I was able to get that done. You're live here on the Tony Sands Show. We're live at St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Sam Madison is joining the show. Anytime you can get a guy of that magnitude to join the show, man, we are blessed. We are continuing to be blessed here in South Florida. We have beautiful weather. This event is being put on by Battle Sports. Sam, man, thank you for joining the show, man, and continue to do what you are doing in the community and continue to inspire.
Yep.
Guess what? I'm selfish. The guys here at St. Thomas Aquinas High School, man, and make them successful.
Yep.
Before I let you go, man, what is it like? And I know a lot of people want to know. What is it like coaching Asante Samuels?
You know, it's funny, right? You know, we cross paths, but not really.
Correct.
You know, knowing the trainers that coming up over the last couple of years always talked about him, and I seen him from afar and, you know, heard different things about him. Man, he's a sponge, and he's a football player. He's a knowledgeable kid, and you know, he sits back and he absorbs. And some of the things that we talk about majority of the time, you know, if a coach is not even talking about you specifically,
yes.
you know, you need to be listening and grabbing, because it may be something that you're thinking as well to be able to put it into your arsenal. So it's something to say, you know, knowing his dad, played against his dad, but watching the instincts that this kid has, man, he's a football player. So no matter where he goes, I think he's going to be successful. But it just was truly an honor to be able to, as my first year coaching high school, to have a player and say, that is the bar that I want to set for my my high school kids. But, you know, so thanks for having me on. And one more thing, you know, for as January 13th, my eighth All-Star game will be here, St. Thomas, Dave versus Broward. So that'll be here, and man, hopefully you guys come back out.
We'll be out, bro. If you got it here, we're going to be a part of it. We're going to be out here, man. We'll be pumping it on our network each and every day. Like I say, it is a pleasure, man, to have these kids don't understand. Like I told them, I didn't have the first player in the NFL I knew from this inner city that I even heard of, and I never saw the guy. Was James Jones. He was a guy that graduated from Ely High School. I never knew who this guy was. I just heard. I had never been around an NFL athlete until I was able to get far along in really pretty much in high school at the latter end. But to see that these kids are being taught by true all-pro guys, Hall of Fame guys, man, it is beyond measure. And I hope the kids here at St. Thomas and the kids here in South Florida understand it, love it, cherish it, and continue to give things back to guys like yourself, man. It was a pleasure to have you here on the show. We're signing off here on the Tony Sands Show live from St. Thomas Aquinas High School. But before I sign off, I want to give a shout out to a couple organizations, the Georgia Seminoles 8U, the Georgia Seminole 8U national champs, Isaac Osby, MVP of the game, Georgia Seminoles 8U national champ. The Tony Sands Show is giving a shout out to you, because it is teams like yourself that make that trip, that makes these events what they are. We're signing off St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Doug, take me away from here.